gentleman to the cesspit. You could say doorway to the cesspit as well, for reasons I've explained. I was first told that Jimmy Savile was a paedophile in about 1997.
Take, for example, Prince Charles's uncle and mentor, Lord Louis Mountbatten. After his death, unsealed FBI files revealed that he was a pedophile and serial abuser of children.
A lot of pedos over there.
The authors of War of the Windsors state that Lord Louis Mountbatten had the nickname Dickie, and for good reason. Philip's uncle Dickie was the last viceroy in India, where he was a known pedophile who sexually exploited young working-class Indian peasant boys. Another book, The Kinkora Scandal, connects Lord Dickie Mountbatten to a child prostitution vice ring in Belfast, Ireland. Authorities failed to intervene at the Kinkora care home for boys until 1981, despite reports over the years of child sexual abuse.
Look at this.
The operators of the Kinkora child prostitution ring were eventually convicted in 1981 of the ritual sexual abuse of defenseless young boys who were sold like prostitutes.
The pedo queen.
No charges were ever brought against the VIP customers of royals, politicians, lawyers, and judges.
Look at this.
Belfast citizens finally had reason to celebrate when Prince Philip's pedophile uncle was killed by an IRA bomb planted in his boat.
Good.
In fact, it is he who introduced Jimmy Savile to the royal family. Savile was a serial sexual abuser of the worst kind, preying on children, the elderly, and even dead bodies. He is said to have been the most prolific sexual abuser in the UK. He was best friends with Prince Charles.
King.
He was also a procurer of children for the British
King
royal
Charlie.
Family.
I've just been writing an article about it for the last 2 days, going out over the weekend, and I've headed it, Jimmy Savile, Doorman to the Cesspit. You could say doorway to the cesspit as well, for reasons I'll explain. I was first told that Jimmy Savile was a paedophile in about 1997-98 by a number of people, but including the people who had serious connections into the royal family. Not that they were members of the royal family, but they had were very close to people that were on the inside. And they told me about the Satanism that went on in the royal family, the paedophilia and all that stuff. And then out of nowhere, they brought up Jimmy Savile. And of course, you know, I'm into a conversation about royal family, how they treated Diana, paedophilia and all this stuff. And suddenly Jimmy Savile comes out of nowhere, you know, this aging disc jockey. And I obviously asked the question, you know, where does he fit in? And they told me about not just his paedophilia, but his necrophilia. He has a thing about having sex with dead people. And it was pointed out quite rightly to me, why do you think he volunteered to be a porter and a volunteer in hospitals, particularly the one in Leeds? Because it gave him access to mortuaries and dead people, basically. But the biggest story, the biggest picture story, is that he was a procurer of children, and he procured them for the royal family. He procured them for people like Ted Heath, who is exposed as a Satanist, paedophile, and mass child killer. And he was therefore untouchable. You know, if you look at some of the quotes that he gave at various times, he said he was untouchable. And he gave an interview for...
So, you know what? It makes you wonder about the royal family, doesn't it? I mean, here you got the pedo king, Charles. The queen was probably a pedo and probably a Nazi, you know. And then you got, look at Prince Harry and Meghan. What the fuck is that all about? And let's see. What else? Well, I don't know. Got the Golf Channel on here. I thought you'd enjoy that little clip of the pedo king and Jimmy Savile. Just keeping that out in the news, you know, just a little snippet for your Friday afternoon perusal. coming all the way from Medellin, Colombia, on this Friday, April 24th. Okay, gotta go. Hope you enjoyed it. Say goodbye to the Pedo King. Bye, Pedo King.